But we were planning on bringing a good crowd down with us this year, and circumstances had it that we didn't make it with the crowd, and I missed them tonight. I do miss them. My home folks, you know they're going to be pulling for you and pushing you, and you just need them, you know. So I miss them tonight. We do have some with us, and I appreciate them coming. Praise the Lord. So what I want you to do tonight, I want you to be home folk. I want you to push me, if you will. I want to read tonight in the book of Luke, chapter 14. Praise the Lord. Any of these preachers, I'm sure, could do a better job, but it fell my lot, and I don't like to pass up a chance to preach. So right. I'm going to be doing my best tonight. I don't know in this congregation how many sinners we might have, and you don't know either, and God only knows. And so we're going to be trusting God that He'll move in this service tonight, and that there'll be sinners saved, and maybe somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. It'll take a special anointing from God tonight. You say, why will it take a special anointing? Well, I've found out that's the only thing that makes an old hillbilly boy preach, is a special anointing of God. Amen. I'd hate to think I had to try it without it, wouldn't you? Amen. I'd hate to think I had to face the devil tomorrow without the anointing of God on my life. Hallelujah. In the book of Luke, chapter 14, we'll preach from the Word of God tonight. A simple thought, I imagine, as simple as God wanted it to be. I've never preached very deep. I may surprise myself tonight and preach deep, but I don't think I will. It'll probably be simple. In the 25th verse, chapter 14, the Bible says, "And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, his children, his brothers, sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Right. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Right. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsake not all that he hath,
all right,
he cannot be my disciple. He cannot be my disciple. Let's look again at verse 28. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Sitteth not down first and counteth the cost. Now, I know we've heard this message preached many times, but I'm going to try to preach it if I can tonight.
All right.
He first sitteth not down and counteth the cost. What's it going to cost tonight? I'd like to preach a while. What's it going to cost? Now we look in the Scriptures and we see that the Bible said, unless a man forsake all that he hath and take up his cross and follow the Lord, he cannot be the Lord's disciple. Amen.
Amen.
So what does it cost to be a Christian tonight? Everything. Everything. What does it cost to be a child of God, Brother Tinsley, and to go to heaven? It'll cost you everything that might hold you down. It'll cost you everything. Oh, what's it going to cost tonight? Now, help me just a little while here. I'm one of those preachers that you have to crank before I get started. And I'm going to crank it if you help me. I'm a builder by trade when I'm not a preacher. I build a lot. A lot of preachers do that. I don't know why, but It's just Jesus was a carpenter while he wasn't preaching, and his father was. I guess he knew the trade somewhat. I'm a carpenter, and a few times myself and Brother James Horton, we've got together the last few months, and we're trying to build, and a lot of times we sit down and we'll price the man a job, and a lot of times we make a mistake, Brother Junior, of not pricing quite high enough, and we don't hardly figure out the cost of everything, you know. Help me a little while, I sat down a while back, and we thought we'd figured down everything and throwed in a little extra. And when it was all said and done, Brother James and myself was crying the blues. You see, we hadn't figured quite enough to cover the cost. And I tell you what, when the job's all over and you've finished it all up and you don't have a whole lot of chains jingling in your pocket, you really regret because you didn't figure the cost well enough. Amen. Well, there's going to be a lot of people sitting around on Judgment Day folding their hands and crying to God because they didn't sit down and figure out what exactly it was going to cost them. Amen. What's it going to cost anyhow? You know, before I left here coming to Oklahoma, it'd been crazy not to sit down and figure out if I had enough money to get me all the way here or not. And the price of gas, I did, praise the Lord, by the skin of my teeth. But I figured out what it would cost, and it was just a little bit higher than I figured. But the Lord has blessed me, and I had plenty to make it. Thank God forever. And I tell you, it pays you sometimes to sit down and do some adding and some tracting. It don't take no algebra or no trigonometry. Sometimes just to add up a right living and wrong living.
Right.
Amen. It don't take a real genius to sit down and figure out what is sin and what is righteous living. Can I hear an amen? Hell, glory to God. What's it going to cost you anyway? I'd like to stir you tonight, sinner friend. And if you're planning on going to hell, you might say I'm going anyway. But I'd like to ask you the question tonight. How much is it going to cost you to go to hell tonight? Now, I've done told you that it'll cost you everything in this world to go to heaven. But how much is it going to cost you tonight to go to hell?
All right.
You say, I'm going to go and it ain't none of your business. Well, I'm afraid you ain't sat down and took thy pencil out and counted up the cost and seen exactly how much it was going to cost you to go to hell. You say, I'm going there for nothing. The Bible said, I read this scripture in a testament one time. And it was a testament of a young lady who had just committed, or hadn't just committed suicide, but a few years back had committed suicide. And I was working one day, and I picked the testament up, and I looked in the front of it, and I seen her name there, and I knowed she'd committed suicide. And something grabbed my heart, and I said, I wonder what scripture she marked in her Bible. Oh, it just flooded me, Brother Rich. I wonder what scripture that this girl who took a gun and laid it to herself and put a bullet to her heart and fell to the floor. And they said the last words that come out of her lips was, Lord, have mercy. Oh, what has she done? Do you know the verse of scripture tonight that she had took with her own pencil and had jotted down and underlined in her testament? It was the very scripture. Oh, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. Brother, you're going to have to work to go to hell. It's going to cost you something to lay it all down and trod that road of a sinner, for the way of the transgressor is hard. What's it going to cost you tonight? Have you sat down and figured? Have you run it over in your mind? Have you think you're going to hell without paying the price?
Oh,
hit me a little while.
Yes.
I got to read some more tonight from the book of Jonah, chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. And Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Oh, do you hear where he's going tonight? And he went down to Joppa. Oh, listen to it. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof. And he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Oh, Jonah decided, I don't want to preach the gospel. He decided he didn't want God's call on his life. So he decided, I'll go out from the presence of God. I'll pick myself up and I'll leave this calling. Oh, let me tell you tonight, if you leave the presence of God, it'll cost you. It'll cost you more than you're willing to pay. Oh, the Bible said that Jonah reached down in his own pocket and paid the fare of his journey away from the Spirit of God. I'm telling you tonight, if you leave God's presence, you'll reach down in your pocket and you'll pay out of your own pocket. You'll pay the fare to travel away from God's presence. Amen. Oh, yes. Jonah decided he didn't want to go. Oh, but when he went to leave God's presence, he had to reach down in his pocket and pay the fare. Brother, if you want to ride the ship tonight of worldliness, if you want to ride the ship away from God's Spirit, you'll have to pay for it. You'll not ride free. Oh, no, no. I'd like for you tonight to figure out in your heart, what will it cost you to leave God's Spirit? Amen. What's it going to cost you tonight? Oh, Jonah, when he got out there on that ship and the waves began to toss and the ship began to duck to and fro, old Jonah looked up and he said, from the belly of hell cried I. Oh, Jonah figured it out. He paid too much for his ride away from God. I'll tell you what, you take a little pleasure ride for a season, it'll cost you. There's no way around it. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, glory. I've seen those who come into church and get saved, and the Spirit of the Lord would move, and the Holy Ghost would fall, and the holiness preaching would go forth, and they'd draw up. They didn't like the holiness way, and brother, they left it. I'll tell you what you're doing. When you leave holiness, you're leaving the presence of God. Oh yes, when you leave the right way, when you turn from the gospel, when you turn your back on the Word of God, you're turning all the way, and there's nowhere to go but to hell. There's nowhere to go. And I tell you what, when you leave God's presence, it'll cost you down the road. You'll have to pay for it. You'll have to pay for it. You'll have to. When you leave God's way, oh yes, what's it going to cost tonight to go to hell? Think about it tonight, sinner friend. Oh, Christian, you know tonight that it's going to cost you laying down this world and all the ties thereof. Oh, but sinner friend, have you counted the cost tonight of laying your way to hell, of getting on that ship going to Tarshish, of going down to Joppa and getting aboard that ship and riding your way away from God? I'll tell you what, when you get on that ship, the waves seem to push you on a little bit further. But I'm telling you tonight, you'll pay for it. Just like that young girl that went to her bedroom and laid a gun in her heart and blown herself in another world. Brother, she paid for her life of sin. Oh my. What's it going to cost you?
What's it going to cost you? I wish tonight that you would go with me and you'd get yourself some kind of tablet and you'd get a pencil down and you just begin to write the figures down and weigh it out and say, Lord, oh, what's it going to cost me to go to hell? Will I go by myself or will I take somebody with me? Will I go to hell alone or will I have to suffer to go? I tell you what, brother, I've seen them on their deathbed crying to God and God wouldn't hear them, or his liver eat up and they died without God and their body was wrecked with sin and young men laid there dying, paying a hard price to go to hell. It's bad enough tonight for a man to go to hell and there to live eternally. But what about the wages? What about the payday? What about the ways trod? What about sin that has plagued his body and has sent him to hell? Oh, I'm trying to preach here. You'll help me. What's it going to cost tonight? What in the world is it going to cost you, boy and girl? Man or woman? I wish tonight my heart's desire for you is that you'll just think it over, that you'll just weigh it out while I'm preaching to you. I see a man tonight. He's coming to me. He's a weeping. He's a looking everywhere. What's the matter with him? What's the matter with you? What's your name, man? Where are you going? My name is Esau, and I'm looking for my birthright. What's the matter? I paid too much for that bowl of pottage. Huh? You'll pay too much for that fling on the town. For that pretty girl that wears the short dresses. You'll pay too much for her. Oh, hallelujah. Who is that man coming yonder? Why, sir, do you cry so? What's the matter with you? What are you looking for? What's the matter? I made a deal a few years ago. I sold my birthright for a bowl of soup for a carnal desire. And I've lost it all. And I paid too much. And I don't know how to get it back. What Esau was telling us, Brother Rich, he was saying, I paid too much for my carnal desire. Oh, yeah. I've seen them go in and take her little girls out of Sunday school class and take them away from the holiness standard and take them out in the street, and a matter of years later their girl was a harlot and running around with every dope addict in the country. I'll tell you what, if you sell this thing, it'll cost you more than you realize. It'll cost you all. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what's it going to cost you? How much? Oh, I'll tell you what. Sinner friend tonight, you weigh it over in your mind and you'll find out that you're getting cheated. The young man in the hospital, Brother Ralph went to visit Brother Ralph Horton. He said the young man was sitting up in the bed. He was strong, had no shirt on. His muscles bulged. He was in his 30s, in the prime of life. But he had a yellow color to him. And his liver was gone. And he was sitting there, his eyes a-glaring. And Brother Ralph looked at him and said, could I help you? Will you pray tonight? And all he could say, Brother Rich, was, it's a dusty road. Oh, it's a dusty road. He said, sir, do you understand me? Would you like to get saved? And he said, it's a dusty road. I tell you what, boy, you get a hold of that liquor bottle, it'll be a dusty road for you when you get down near death's door. And the death angel comes a knocking. And you say, Lord, help me. And God ain't there. Your mind is snapped, your body gone. What's it going to cost you to go to hell? How much will you have to give up? Are you willing to pay the price to go to hell? It'll cost you more than you realize. It'll cost you your mind. I've seen them sit in the bed and rock till their tongue all out of their head. Oh, he's paying a high price to go to hell. What's it going to cost you tonight? How much will it cost you? Oh, he saw that carnal desire, that desire to look like the world, that desire of hunger for something else. He was a profane person. He lightly esteemed the things of God. Oh, if you turn away from God's Spirit and lightly esteem it, it'll be a day you'll come with tears in your eyes. You'll be looking carefully and you'll say, I've been cheated. I've been cheated. God has took away your soul. I'll tell you what, tonight, to go to heaven, you must give up everything that pertaineth to the flesh. Mother, father, sister, brother, but you keep your soul. But if you go to hell, the Bible said, what is the hope of a hypocrite when God taketh away his soul? What's it going to cost you to satisfy your flesh? Want to look like the world? You know, these people sell their soul just so they can flip their hair.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Does that touch you?
Come on.
You know, there's some people that'll quit the church just because a boy is in the church and wants to play in the band with long hair. And the preacher says, no, you can't. Uh-huh. And they'll go and lay their soul down on the line because they won't get a haircut.
All right.
You say that's a damnable sin? It is when a boy lets it come between him and his soul salvation and he says, I won't cut it for nothing or nobody. He'll pay the price down the road. Brother, just a little bitty thing. He'll say, I paid too much for my carnal desire, for my worldly mind, for my carnal mind. It has been death unto me. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, it falls on your mind when you come to God's house as if everybody sees your new dress or somebody brags on you singing. You're carnal minded. And brother, it'll cost you just like it did Esau when he looked and searched for his birthright. He had sold it for a bowl of soup.
He sure did. He sure did.
What's it going to cost you tonight to be worldly minded? To be carnal. I'll tell you what it'll cost you. It'll cost you the anointing of God. When you are worldly, God will not anoint you. When you are carnal minded, the Spirit of God will not rest upon you.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. The Bible said there was a man in the Bible days when the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him. He tore lions. He slew 1,000 with the jawbone of an ass. He carried the gates of Gaza off on his back. Oh, but when he got carnal minded, when he got worldly, when he desired a little Philistine woman, and his eyes looked at her, I'd like to go down tonight into the prison house. I'd like to tap that strong man on the shoulder. And I'd like to say, Samson, what did it cost you, son, when you left God, when you turned away, when you looked for the world and the things that God said, no, no. What did it cost you? I'll tell you what it cost me, son. It cost me the anointing of God. It cost me my two eyes. Brother, I'll tell you what. When you begin to fool with the world and you obey carnal desire, then the Spirit of the Lord departs and you're left cold and alone. What's it going to cost you tonight? Oh, to be carnal minded. What will it cost you? I'd like to ask him tonight. I'd like to ask you, Saul, if I could call you up tonight from those regions of those that have gone on. I'd like to talk with you. I'd like to ask you, was it worth it? He'd say, son, it wasn't worth it. I paid too much for pleasure in sin for a season. I'd like to call Samson up tonight. And I'd like to put my arm upon his shoulder. And I'd like to say, Samson, tell me, son, was that Philistine woman worth it? He'd say, no, I wouldn't have given my two eyes for all the world and what was in it. Hit me a little while longer. I'd like to call him up tonight. I'd like to call Eve up and say, Eve, when you went out there in that field that day and you looked there and Cain had slew Abel, your only two sons, And he looked down in the face of your dead son. And you looked at him. And you probably put his head in your lap. And you looked and you said, oh, my baby. Oh, my baby. Oh, my baby. Eve, did it ever cross your mind that you paid too much for a bite of fruit? Huh? Oh, what's it going to cost you tonight? You say, I want to boost it up one more time. I'll tell you what, you're too far now. You've done paid too much. Why don't you turn around? Sinner friend, listen to me. I'm preaching for you tonight. I want to see you pray. My desire is to see you pray. Sinner friend, pay attention now. We're going to do some more adding, some more subtracting. And I want you to figure it out and see if it's worth it to go to hell. Not only do you suffer damnation through eternity, but you're going to suffer on the way. It's a dusty road to hell. In the book of Acts chapter 1, in verse 16, I'd like to call another man up tonight and talk with him a while. And 1 and 16, the book of Acts, the Bible said, men and brethren, this scriptures must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Judas, come up, son, tonight. I want to talk to you. Come up, boy, let me talk to you. Was it worth it? Was it worth it? Let's see if it was worth it. The Bible said in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 20, for it is written in the book of Psalms. Let's turn there tonight and read that. It's Psalms 109 if you'd like to read tonight. And I'd like to ask you tonight, Judas, is it worth it? How much did you pay to deny the Lord? Let's read and see. It starts, the prophecy of Judas Iscariot. Let's start reading in verse 6. It says, set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. Is it worth it tonight? Let's read some more. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children... Oh, was it worth it, Judas? Let his children be vagabonds and beg. Mommy, is it worth it? I want you to look beside you tonight. I want you to look at that little darling and then tell me, is it worth it to live a sinful life? Let his children become vagabonds and beg. Oh, my. Now, let me ask you again. Is it worth it? Mama likes... Little Sally likes to wear the high heels like Mommy does. Little Sally likes to comb her hair like Mommy does. Little Johnny likes to walk and throw his shoulders back like Daddy does. Oh, tonight, friend, you live in sin. Is it worth it to see your child get hooked on dope and turn into an alcoholic and go to hell without feeling God's Spirit? Is it worth it tonight? Oh, let me read on. Oh, let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. And his wife a widow, verse 9 said, let them seek their bread in desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath. And let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him. Judas, you've got 30 pieces of silver. Now you tell me tonight, I don't want you to beat around the bush. I want you to tell me, is it worth it? Or did you pay too much? He'd say, when my little children become vagabonds, when mommy and daddy's sins were failed to be forgiven, oh, when my wife was a widow and nobody extended mercy, he'd shake his head sadly and he'd say, my, I paid too much for a life of sin. I got cheated. I tell you tonight, if you go in sin, you'll pay too much. Oh, God help us tonight. I've seen them leave the church and they take their children with them and they live in a sin for a while and then they read of their children locked up behind bars. Is it worth it tonight? Oh, you say, ain't a bad person. If you ain't got the blood of Christ on your life, you're a sinner. And your children will be sinners most likely. Oh, hallelujah. Your glory. I'd like to talk to you tonight. Sinner friend, is it worth it tonight? Let me read a little more. The Bible said, let them be before the Lord continually, that He may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that He remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that He might even slay the broken in heart. As He loved cursing, so let it come unto Him. As He delighted not in blessing, so let it be. Oh my, you'll be affected. Your children will be affected. They've got to be diseased with your disease. You're too close to them. I'd like to ask you tonight. Oh, I've seen them. They go to the... I remember one in particular. They went to the coffin. They looked in. Oh, they fell to their knees. What were they saying? What was they trying to tell me? Oh, little boy committed suicide. They fell down. They screamed and hollered. They blamed God. They done it all. Why was it? What were they telling me? What was I looking there? What was it telling me? They were saying, my, it's too much to pay. My, the cost is too high. What's it going to cost you tonight? Now you live in sin. I want you to figure out. I want you to pencil it down. I want you to weigh it out. What's it going to cost you to live worldly? What's it going to cost you to live another day in sin? You've got to be paid. The wages have got to come. But you've got to work for it. And you will. Mom and Dad, when I was a little boy, they sung in the choir, in the quartet. Beautiful tenor voice. He come into the house the other night. He's going to get the rest of his stuff, him and his wife. It split up. Both of them were saved, had the Holy Ghost. He went in the house. His wife was drunk and didn't know it was her. Was drunk. Doped out of her mind. He went into the house. And they come to the door, and her boyfriend came to the door. He beat on the door. He said, Arch, you come out of there, I'm going to burn the house down. Arch took a .38, put two slugs in the man's chest and killed him on the spot. He come to Mommy. He drove that distance and he come to Mom and Dad. He was crying. He busted down crying. He said, I never thought I'd do it. Never thought I'd do it. Indicted. First degree murder. What's it gonna cost you? I'd like to get Arch tonight and I'd like to pull him off to the side and I'd say, Arch, what's it gonna cost you to live in sin? He'd say, well, it cost me marriage. It cost me Mike and Deb. Now it's gonna cost me many years behind bars. You say, I'll never do it. You can't live in sin without paying the price. You can't live a day in sin without reaping. You'll have to reap it. Oh, he took a gun and blowed him away and he died there and he pulled him in his own house and he ran to the neighbor and he said, I've shot the man. She said, you haven't. He said, I have. I've killed him. He's dead. I murdered a man. Oh, he was far from God. He said, I knew that I needed to get back, but I couldn't get back. He paid too much for a life in sin. He paid too much for a bottle of booze. He paid too much for a good time. Brother, you'll pay and pay and pay. A million years will go by and you'll say, my, I paid too much for my place in hell. I'll tell you tonight, I'd encourage you to lay it down and come to Jesus. Oh, it'll be a high price. If we called Judas up, he'd tell us. If we called Esau up, he'd tell us. He'd tell us tonight, I paid too much. Oh, too high of a price to go to hell. How much tonight are you willing to pay to go to the home of those that live in sin? Now, I told you what it would take to go to heaven. Take you to denying this world. Taking up the cross and following Jesus. But let's look at the other side now. And you be figuring while I'm talking. Somebody get us a song tonight. I want you to be figuring it out. And I want you to be penciling it down in your mind. And I want to ask you tonight, are you paying too much for that sinful life? Listen to me tonight. sinner friend, are you here? Oh, my heart goes out to you. You may not see it right now, but when you get on the other side, you want to call on the Lord. And you'll say, I got burnt. The devil's a cheater. He's a liar. And the father of it. And he's cheating you tonight. You'll pay too high of a price to go to hell. Oh, they didn't sit down and count the cost. That's what you need to do tonight. Right now, if you hear my voice, start accounting. You say, I don't know much about counting. Well, it don't take much. I've counted out right now through the Word of God. I've showed you in my own simple way that you're paying too much. You're getting cheated. See, you don't have any of the blessings of God. You don't have nothing of the Lord. And now you're paying. A drunkard will get cirrhosis of the liver. He'll suck cigarettes till he gets cancer of the throat, cancer of the lung. And then when his body gives way and the burden of sin gets too heavy, he'll break under the load. Just like an old workhorse, you know, you load him down so heavy. When he's young and strong, he can pull the load. But as he gets older, and you just keep adding the load on, after a while, he gets too heavy for him. His legs will buckle, and the old horse will give up. I've seen many a sinner man has pulled the load up the hill. And he just kept adding sin, and kept pulling the load. Till after a few years, their legs broke out from under. They was gone. They was wasted. And they was gone to hell. And my, did they ever pay to go to hell. I'd like tonight to get a song. And I'd like for you to consider tonight just what exactly it's going to cost you to go to hell. I want you to weigh it out. I want you to look at your children. I want you to look at mom and dad and those you'd have influence on. And you go to hell, I want to see how many you'll drag with you. And then you have to figure that into a tally too. Then I want you to look around and I want you to look at the money you'll drink up, smoke up, you'll waste on riotous living. And I want you to count that in to the cost tonight. Then I want you to count a little bit of the suffering you're going to suffer down the road. And I want you to weigh it out good and heavy. And then I want you to count up all the blessings you're going to miss by living for God, not living for God. And I want you to put that down. And then I want you to go to the eternal world and I want you to put down, write down fire and chains and torment and blackness and darkness forever. I want you to write down weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then on the other side, I want you to write down streets of gold, gates of pearl. I want you to write down Jesus and Mama and saints of old. You weigh it out for yourself. I would if I could, but you've got to count it yourself. It ain't hard to count. It ain't hard to count it up. Brother, I went one night 5 years ago. I weighed her out. I throwed her down. I said, I'm being cheated. I'm tired of it. Jesus, I want you. I said, I'm getting cheated, devil. I don't want to be your partner no more. And I pulled out, lock, stock, and barrel. Turned it over to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I ain't been cheated a day since. I feel like them old lepers that got up and run into the Syrians' camp and found all the jewels and treasure, plenty of food to eat. Why, I got so many blessings, I felt like I was stealing there for a while. I didn't know where this comes from. Just an old sinner boy. Didn't know nothing about getting saved of the Holy Ghost. God gave me the Holy Ghost, and I said, what do I need? Where did I get this? I said, surely I ought to be doing something, but the Bible said the gift of God is eternal life. You know where I've done my hardest work? Laying in cars at night and all the gas run out of the heater. And nowhere to go, no money to buy, no gas, no place to sleep. That's where I've done the work. And you know what the wages would have been? Death. It's on my trail. It's on your trail tonight if you're living in sin. Weigh it out now. On this side, you got that old snarling, ugly devil haunting your trail. Over here, you got the Lamb of God. You weigh it out. You weigh it out. You think I ain't smart enough to count it up for you? Weigh it out for yourself. You'll see you don't want it. Over here, you got busted marriage, busted home. You got cursing. You got mistrust in the home. You can't trust your wife. Over here, me and my wife pray together. My children know what God means. They know what we have God give us. And we pray together. We go to church together. And even when things are hard, and there ain't no money, and there ain't no food on the table, Brother Aaron Brock, we're smiling and singing. And we're hugging and we're loving and we're having a good time. But over here, the man's got gold and silver. And his wife won't be truthful. And his children despise him. You weigh it out tonight. You count it up. It don't seem too hard, does it, to you? Over here, you got the Holy Ghost, the baptism of fire. You got the Spirit of truth. You got shouting and singing. You got brothers and sisters. Over here, you got lying and cheating. You got gambling and poker. You got knives in the back. Weigh it out tonight. What's it going to cost you? While they sing for us tonight, sinner friend, sinner friend, I've done my best tonight. That is my best. Don't you think I could do no better? I've done it tonight. The best I could do. And I've done it for your benefit. You know why I come to Oklahoma? Brother Rich, he could hear better preaching. But I come for you. Come to preach this message and see you get saved. Now come on. Come on. Count it up tonight. And see if it's worth it.
Just on credit. There's no gain.
You say, I'll do it tomorrow.